Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
So, Davi, and then we'll
let me hear those.
All right. I wrote this like a month ago.
I wanna say on Dovi, a big theme of this Shabbos, the parashas we're reading is the brotherhood of Klal Yisrael, of Yosef returning to his brothers and the brothers returning to Yosef. I wanna express about Dovi the way he is to a brother. To invite, it's very normal to feel I don't want my older brother in my yeshiva, it's my space. Very normal. And the way Dovi invited and encouraged and connects to his older brother moves me tremendously. And I appreciate just the songs, the expression, the warmth. He's very, very connected to Rabbi Katz. I just appreciate you a lot, Dovi. These parashas, it's one of the mysteries. If anybody thinks about Yitzhak, we're getting to the parashas. We're going into Mitzrayim, and then we're going to handle the winter. The main focus of the winter is to Mitzrayim and out. We're headed towards Pesach. Now is like a journey from the winter, the Gullus. The winter is going to take hold. The Gullus gets bad in Mitzrayim, and ultimately leave Mitzrayim. It's very fascinating. We go to Mitzrayim, this unity, the brothers have reunited and come together. It's a big part of leaving Mitzrayim is we come out with the bones of Yosef. It's a weird scene. All of Klal Yisrael is busy with Yosef's bones. Moshe Rabbeinu is the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu, being a shliach of all of Klal Yisrael, carries Yosef HaTzadik's bones out. He's a shliach of Klal Yisrael. At the moment of Geula, everybody's busy with Bizas Hayam, with Bizas Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu is busy with the Atzmas Yosef, the bones of Yosef. And Moshe leaving, it's very interesting, every single shevet carried back the Aron of their leader, of their shevet. Yisachar carried Yisachar's body to Eretz Yisrael. Binyamin carried Binyamin's body. Reuven carried Reuven's body. Every shevet carried the Aron, which means they were loyal to their tribe. For some reason, all of Klal Yisrael promised to take Yosef's bones. Each Shevet had a chiyuv for their own Shevet, except all the Shvatim had a chiyuv for Yosef. And Yosef represents the unity of all the Shvatim. Yosef was the Shevet that was pushed away. Yosef's the Midah of Yisoid. Yosef was the first king of our people. The Midah of the king is he who unites the whole nation. And Yosef's task, Yosef HaTzadik's task, is to, the sugya of Yosef is the unification of our people coming together. We leave Mitzrayim, we leave Golas, all carrying Yosef's bones. We're all achroi, one from another. The rejected one is pulled close. So to me, it's a big sugya in the yeshiva. I love watching the Frams. I love watching Ephraim and Yankov together and being together. It's a big sugya in yeshiva brotherhood. Being there for a sibling, if a guy in the yeshiva absorbs the values of the yeshiva, then he's closer to his sister. He's spending more time with his sister, his brother. It's a place of relationship, of connection, and I just respect a lot you and Chaim Tzvi. Seeing you guys together is very, very cool. I appreciate it. So I need to hear it more times. A first time is only to hear it a second time. I remember, and that's each song as its own, it's interesting. I went last night to 200 kids from public school. I went with Shlomo, with some of the Chevra, with Cheka, some of the guys, Yosef, and we sang in Fabreng with 200 public school kids. It's funny, we have things here that we, shtickle, it's normal. We take for granted what we have. Cheka was there. We didn't do much different than we're doing now. It was funny how it was. I'm just saying what happened. At the beginning, they're coming, okay, your group's coming to like chill, a group of Waterbury guys, Cheka, Eliyahu, Werentile's coming, Yosef, Azriel Palak sang, Simcha Levavitz, Shlomo Guri, so we're coming, it's going to be cute. At first, they all had like taking out their phones, like a schmack, okay, let's... 10 minutes in, the phones were put away, and people were crying. I promise you, a lot of people crying, feeling, being present, like, oh my gosh. People told me my life was just changed tonight. Elio Werenthal was like, oh my gosh, we have this every day, he said. He said, you know, it is special. You know, he's like, hey, like, yeah, it's normal what we've been, Dovi, expressing through song in an honest way. That was an honest song. I need to hear that. I admit to the guys, I don't want to pretend. I don't like things that have, like, you have to end by a certain time. I'm late to a guy's wedding. I'm late to your wedding. Yoni Yarmish learned in the yeshiva. It's hard, really, for me to learn with the guys. I just need to be here, and I can't be looking at the clock. When am I leaving? I need to be very present and stay. And to hear your song, I need more yeshiva. I want to hear it again. I appreciate you sharing and expressing through song. I think that's precious and powerful, and I'm thankful you're here and want to hear a number of more times. So I thank you, Dovi, for sharing. This like sugi of brotherhood, of the Achdus B'Yisrael, of Yidden being present to one another is the deep sugya. It's funny, we're the typical way we think about it, the way we think the external version, I spoke about this on Shabbos, the external version of the story is in Eretz Yisrael, we had sinas chinam, we didn't relate, and we were punished. We're going to leave in 5 minutes. Relax. We were punished, we were... Because we had to...
We're not late.
I need to buy you a hat. I left my hat at home. I need
get a Hamburg, because you're such a Yankee.
The typical story, Yehuda, the external Yosef, Daniel, the external version of the story, Yehuda, is we went out of Israel. This is the story you were told as a kid, Eliyahu. We went out, and there's a truth to this story. We went out of Israel, and we didn't get along as brothers. We were punished with Gullus, and when we start getting along, we'll have the Gula. That's the typical story we're told, and there's a truth to that. There was Chazal, every word of Chazal is true. Sinas chinam, there was baseless hate, and we're in Gullus, and when we rectify the sin, but it Hashem is not like punishing us, and you're in the corner until Hashem loves us. He's on our team. So picture the father, till you guys get along, you're not coming back home. No. please, that's not the Sefer. Hashem loves us. He's a loving, loving. He loves us as much in Gullus, maybe more than we're. He loves us always. Unchanged love. So what's happening? We didn't get along, and now we're punished till we get along? There's something very shallow and untrue about the story. The deeper story is it's very, very normal when things are going okay to take a sibling for granted. It's just normal. And amazingly, Hashem sends us to Gullus, and one of the gains in Gullus is people tend to unite more. It's just what happens. Ask any family, Chick and I was speaking about this, ask any guy here, I have seen guys in yeshiva not be so close to a sister. And then some guy tries messing with their sister. Whoa. Now, is it possible that Hashem makes things happen, is just trying to bring us close? And the story of our lives, a journey to recognizing each other and seeing each other? I know myself, if a guy from my hometown, when I grew up in Farakwe, a guy was from my hometown, you knew the guy. All of a sudden, we met in the mirror, we felt like brothers. Two Farakwe guys were like, we were like mamish closer than anything. It promoted, being out of my space promoted, and it brought out inner truths. That's what Gullus does. Two Yidden, I remember after Simchas Torah, after Klaisa went through Yehuda, I came back with my kids from a wedding. It was late at night. We pulled deep in Connecticut in a rest stop, and Chassid Shiyid pulled into the rest stop. I promise you, he was like my brother. I hugged him with so much love, him to me. We loved each other. I promise. It wasn't forced. Gullus brought something out. Somebody attacked our people, brought something out. Now, you could ask, why did Hashem design a world that was in such a hard school? I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. I don't know. It's a mystery to me, but I do want to be present to the lessons I'm learning. It's interesting. We ask ourselves, why can't we get along when we're not under attack? And that's the goal. But I want what I discovered that night. By the way, I'm still closer to other Yidden from what I discovered that night. I can't be in that. Yeah, 100%. I feel I made a commitment to run around. I'm going with Shlomo to different parts of our people. I felt very connected to the people we were with last night. They're Yidden, fellow Yidden. The girl asked me, you guy. A girl came, you guy.
Oh, boy.
I said to the girl, I just told the girl how to shayla about you. You guys say. I said, I don't know you guys. I said, Jew, Yid, Yid. I don't know you. Who's you guys? I said, I just know Yid. No, we're fellow. No, the religious. I said, we're not religion. Rav Hirsch hates the word. Yeah. Rav Hirsch hates the word religion. We're Yidden. A Yehudi's an Ashama. Yehudi's a certain barrier. A Yehudi's a creation. My religion, I'm a Yehudi, I'm a Yid. Everybody should be true to themselves. Am I fully true to myself? I'm working on it. I'm finding myself. I'm not like telling this person, I really like feel two Yidden, like with two Yidden meeting, we're both in the middle of a journey. Two Yidden meeting. So I want to express what we discover under Gullus. The goal is to try to tap in and maintain it. Don't beat yourself up. Why can't we always feel this way? It's a good question. And we're trying, and that's the goal. The goal is what Gullus teaches. So I want to express, it's not just a simple thing, when you guys learn to get along, then you'll... It's a sugya, but we try to absorb what Gullus really teaches. It's interesting. My wife laughs at me. Living in Connecticut, when I see a Yid, I'm very excited on the road. This, my wife goes shopping, I always ask her, did you see any Yidden? I like him too, but a Yid's family. So I always, when you grow up in Connecticut, my wife will go to any store. That's almost my first curiosity. Any Yidden were there? She goes to Walmart, but any Yidden there? That's like, she'll ask me, any Yidden were there? That's like, well, our people, did you meet our brothers? When we get to New York, and I'll see like a from Yidden, I'll tell them, oh, from Yidden. She's like, Daniel. They're all going to be from here. Like, you're in Brooklyn, but I'm still used to out of town. There's a tzaddik in Eretz Yisrael, one of the tzaddiki hadar. He told me, and I'm not promoting chutzlarts. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that Hashem gave us something to try to tap in. One of the tzaddiki hadar told me, he drives an American, drives that. So it's one of the gedolei hadar. He's recognized one of the Gedolim. He told this guy, he told me, that when he was in America, he caught himself always giving rides. If he saw a Yid hitchhiking, he picks him up. He said, in Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't feel the same connection. Now, I'm not, I have gaguim, I crave go. I want to move to Eretz Yisrael. I want to be there. I badly want to be in Eretz Yisrael. So I want to say, there's not a knock on Eretz Yisrael. Chas v'shalom, we crave Geula. I'm saying that in Chutz Lartz brings something up. This tzaddik told me that when he was driving in Chutz Lartz, being amongst Goyim, he felt more connected to his brothers, and he would naturally give rides. In Eretz Yisrael, it was like for granted. Now, that's a normal thing. It's not a knock on anybody. It's a normal thing. The goal is to absorb that which we've been taught in Golis. He's your brother. He's your brother. I ask guys, and I want to say this. I've had guys come with anger. Somebody's messing with my sister and shaking. I always ask the guy, I'm so impressed what you discovered. A lot of love to your sister. Could you on a random Sunday call her and take her out, please? Could you spend some time? Could you get on the floor and play a game of... She likes playing... what's that called with the... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... Rummy Cub. Play a good game. Shabbos afternoon, play Rummy Cub with your sister. It brought something out. You love her. You're right. Now, could you bring that into your life? Play Rummy Cub with your sister. I look at guys go home on a Shabbos and a brother and a sister are sitting there excited you're home. Shabbos afternoon, get on the floor. Make her lucky. She's waiting for you. Play a good game. Go take your sister. Go tell your sister she's very pretty. Let her. It's true. Tell her. Tell her she's pretty. See her. Notice her. Spend some time. Go out with her. Go out to eat. Go out to eat with your sister. Notice. Let's go. Let's go. Sometimes the difficulty of Gullus brought out a tremendous love. I have seen guys whose parents are difficult, and they fill up their brothers going through something similar that they went through, and it triggers something, and they feel like a tremendous... So you're feeling the love for your brother. Could you go call your brother and take him out? Bring that to Tuesday. Bring that Lahavdil to Shabbos afternoon, to Shabbos Kodesh. Bring that into your life. So I want to express there's a much more pneumistic story. The external, almost shallow story, and it's not the full truth. The external story is, you guys don't get along and you're going to be in Gullus till you get along. That's very angry. Hashem loves me. No. The real story is, in Eretz Yisrael, you stopped appreciating each other. So I'm sending you to Gullus. I'm going to help you appreciate each other. Now you ask Hashem, why help me appreciate such a hard circumstance? I don't know the answer. Mishpatecha Taim Rab, I don't know. I want to say that Gullus used right could bring Yidden closer together. But let's absorb it. Let's be prepared. I don't want to have October 7th again. Never, never, ever again. I do want to absorb. I learned something. I learned that Chassidish guy in that rest stop was my brother. I want to be more present to that. I'm really trying. I want to be more present. We hugged. There was no, it was like Pashat. I forgot. Let me be more present. That guy who discovers how much he loves his sister when he's all mad when somebody's messing with her. So could you remember that Shabbos afternoon and play Rummy Cub? Like, hello, it's your sister, it's your brother, it's your mishpacha. We're a family. It's riling us all up. People are saying things against Yidden. Tucker Carlson, these Meshugayim saying scary stuff, and it riles us up. There are guys deep in the Carlton dorm who are scared out of their wits. They're looking on their phone. The more somebody's addicted to this, they are seeing some scary stuff, really scary stuff. But let it wake us up to be good. He's my brother. Let me be good to my family. If externally they're people and it's shaking me up, that's Yidden. Excuse me. You're talking about my mother, my brother, my family. Let's wake up to be more into family. So the sugya of these parshas HaTorah, of the Gullus Mitzrayim, all revolves around selling Yosef to Mitzrayim, reunifying with Yosef, ultimately coming out of Mitzrayim with Atzmas Yosef. In Mitzrayim, we started bonding, Mitzuyanim Sham. We started bonding as a separate people, started connecting with each other. The goal is to bring that into our lives in a meaningful way. Now, when we absorb it properly, we'll get out of Golis. When we rectify the Ched of Senas Chinam, but Hashem is helping us and they are with us and wants the reunification with our siblings, with our brother. It's our brother. And Gullus could help that. And the goal is to absorb that. The goal is to bring that. I look at it. I one day want to get to Eretz Yisrael. I want to go. One day, maybe we'll go with like tons of Yidden and we'll bring all our brothers together. I would love one day. Imagine Daniel will go with a few thousand people. We'll go to Eretz Yisrael and we'll bring the whole country, all our brothers together. Not a bad idea. Not a bad idea, Daniel, no? But we have to bring it into our lives real. We can't pretend. We can't chirp about it and then we see this, oh, he's this. We can't do it and speak bad on Yidden. Not Hasidim, not Litvish, not Matter, not Svardi. Maybe we could bring our brothers together. Bemis. But Bemis, it's an easy rallying cry, and then somebody, when somebody's different, doesn't live it. Maybe we could really live it, and even when somebody sees something sharply different, maybe even somebody's like upset at us and doesn't like our music, and we still could love them. Maybe somebody's even really mad and has different shittas. Let's say somebody can't stand the way Waterbury runs things, and you could still have a room in your heart for him because he's your brother. Because he's your brother. He's my brother, and maybe my loving him and he'll love me, and we could like appreciate their different thoughts and different ideas, different people and different journeys, but we need each other. That's the dream. So I wanted to speak. Dovi sang for us today, a brother, a beautiful brother. It's a Shabbos of brotherhood. I felt this Shabbos. I was excited. Yehuda, Binyamin's brother Yehuda, was here. I was extremely excited about that. I always, Mishulam's in Eretz Yisrael, but I love when the brothers are together. Mechala, Mishulam, I've watched Avi Birch, whom everybody in Yeshiva loves. I've watched him with his family. It's like delightful. It's delightful to see, brothers. But that should be for our entire people. That should be for our entire people to be included in the brotherhood. It starts from our own family and pours out from there. It starts from our own family and pours out. I want a guy goes home. Kids, younger siblings have described it. Guys have told me about this. That when they were absorbed in their own pain, they come home and there's like a little 7-year-old brother was like waiting for him to come home, and it's like so tragic when he doesn't see his 7-year-old brother. He doesn't see. The 7-year-old brother's like pumped. He's coming home. And he doesn't see his brother. He's absorbed. He's self-absorbed. And he looks, he's bored that Shabbos. Can you imagine his brother sitting there craving? You know how beautiful 7:30 in the morning before Shacharis? He's playing Rummy Cub with his little brother on the floor. To die for. Shabbos afternoon, they're playing hide and go seek. The brother's playing hide and go seek. I watch in my family. I watch when my kids Menachem comes home, when Hudi comes home. They're like focused in the Yisrael Meir, and they're like playing and talking and arguing. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. This is what the Rebbeinu Shlom's dream for us all. It's not like we're punished till you get together. Hashem loves us. He's working with us, for us, together with us. Why it's done in the way it's done is mysteries. I don't stand here like explaining all Hashem's ways. I'm searching myself. But I stand the understanding Hashem wants his mishpacha together. That's like Dvarim Pshutim. That's the story of Gullus. The whole Gullus revolves around Yosef and the brothers. We leave Mitzrayim ultimately carrying Atzmus Yosef. We're all together. All the brothers are together. So my prayer for us all, my challenge to us all, is to connect better to our families, connect better to our people, much better, much stronger. I don't want it to be, it could be a cheap like rallying cry, and then we're like, push that person away. He's too this, she's too that. Nah, stop. Really bring it to your life. Brotherhood, connection to family, connection to our people. It starts with your own mishpacha. Don't tell me you're into brotherhood and you ignore your brother. You're good to your brother, that overflows. Then you realize that guy's your brother. It flows from there. The way to build a good builder, a good connector, is you start with those closest. Yakarav Karav Kaidim. A well-constructed connector is good to his own family. I want to say this to you. Do you know what a warm yeshiva is? You know what it means, Waterbury is a warm yeshiva? What is a warm yeshiva? It means the Rosh Yeshiva is nice to his wife. Anything else is a fake. You guys don't fall for fakes. You know the warm yeshivas? The guy's nice, I promise. Anything else is you're pretending. A warm yeshiva means the yeshiva is good to his wife and his sons. And then from there, it flows. From there, wow, he includes another one. Another one's included, another one. That's the construction of a connector, of a giver, of a sharer. A warm yeshiva means the rebbeim like each other. I don't want to hear a warm yeshiva and the rebbeim are attacking each other. A warm yeshiva is not you hug the guys. When nobody's here, the rebbeim hug each other. That's a warm yeshiva. If you ever want to find out is a yeshiva warm, when nobody's there, when there's a meeting of the rebbeim, do they give hugs to each other? That's a warm yeshiva. From close, and then it extends, and another person comes in, the brother. This is a warm yeshiva, because Rabbi Wisnicki and Rabbi Silverman love each other. Because Rabbi Russ and Rabbi Silverman are very, very close. They're brothers. That's why it's a warm yeshiva. Because Rabbi Russ and I are very close, because Rabbi Zon and I are close. That's why it's a warm yeshiva. A warm yeshiva starts from people are close to each other, be'emes, not a pretend. What? Yeah. I felt last night, Chica, we came to 200 pub school kids. We came six people. We like each other. We had a blast in the car. Tihar, Leo, and Chica, I could sit there. I could have driven them to China and back. Together, they're probably the funniest two people in the world. Their conversations are brilliant and funny. It's whacked. I like intellectual stuff. I like funny stuff. The combination, I would drive in a car anywhere with those two. No, Martha, you ever heard them go at it? But geniuses and funny and crazy and the stuff, the things I learned is like pretty crazy. I should drive in the car to learn more. But I want to express that what we brought there is six people that like each other. And then it flowed to a whole 200 yidden were sitting there. I want this. Because six people liked each other. I was listening to Shlomo. We were enjoying guys. Real Palak was singing. We were like loving it. It was just nice. It's interesting. We just took what was going on in the car and handed it to 200 people. And there are people who have a lot more of a drua to our world, to their world, to the world of the yid. Because six yidden like each other. So let's increase our brotherhood, our achva, our want for our brothers. Es achai anoichi mevakish. I'm looking for my brothers. Yosef Atzadik at the start of Golos. Es achai anoichi mevakish. The guy should have an outstanding. We're going to daven mincha now. I apologize. I'm leaving because I'm thinking about your wedding. I push it. Arya, I'm going to run. I'm going to say goodbye to a group of guys. I want to dance at Arya. Yoni Yarmish is a hero from Philly who learned here, who stayed there. And I want to run to your wedding. So, yes, Mechila. Have an excellent day, Heber.
We're late. You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.